Hello, everybody. So I did my sexual bucket list, but it occurred to me that I have a non-sexual one, and I didn't really feel like combining the two, so I thought I would just do, two separate ones. Number 10, have at least one arm sleeved. I have a lot of tattoos, 20 to be exact. A lot of them are small, but, most of them are on my arms, and I want at least one arm completely covered from the shoulder all the way down to the wrist, and I am a long way from that, but my dad, who used to be a tattooist, he's retired now, both of his arms are completely covered, and I love that look, and I always figured if I don't get both, I at least want to have one completely done. No clue what the design concept would be at this point. It's a long way in the future, but it's definitely something that I want and plan to do. So, yeah. I have a lot of tattoo ideas, but that's a big one. So, number 9, and this is going to be really weird, but I will explain. I want to own an Iron Maiden. For those of you who don't know what an Iron Maiden is, it's the giant iron sarcophagus-looking implementation of torture slash murder. what it is it's larger than a person. And like I said, it looks like kind of like a sarcophagus, but standing, and you open it up, and on the inside it has, spikes covering the back and the front part, really sharp spikes. And what they used to do in medieval time is they would put the person inside and then close it and lock it. And, the spikes would actually impale the skin, all over the body, and you would just basically slowly bleed out until you were dead. And I understand that sounds really twisted and really morbid, like why would anybody want that? But they're actually beautiful, in my opinion. They're beautiful works of craftsmanship, and they're amazing, and their history, and I've wanted one ever since I was a little girl. Again, sounds weird, but I was kind of like Wednesday Addams when I was a little girl. I mean, she was the person that I looked up to, and I just, that's what it was. I was a very odd, morbid little girl, and I'm probably still am to a certain extent, but I'm a bit happier now, a bit less morbid, but I still like things like that. And I'm very fascinated with medieval torture devices, as well as antique medical instruments, and so I really want just a collection of all sorts of things. Like, I've always wanted a guillotine and stuff, but the big one is the Iron Maiden, so that's a goal of, I really want to own an actual one, not like a replica, but like, if I can find a real medieval Iron Maiden, I would be just the happiest person in the world, and it would just sit in the corner of, like, my living room and freak people out, so, yeah. Okay, number 8, finish all the books I'm reading. Currently, I am reading hundreds of books. I have the ability to just read everything, mainly fiction. I do have trouble with nonfiction. I think it's like a learning disability. I have trouble retaining the information, but I am working on that. So I read a lot of fiction. I am reading so many books, I can't even list them all. I got a Kindle like a year and a half ago, and that just added massive amounts of books to my library. I would really like to try and finish those, at some point. but I'm the type of person who, one, I don't really like endings, so I tend to put off finishing a book for a long time. But Two, I actually have the ability to remember everything that I've read. I know this sounds really strange, but it's true. And I've started books. Oh God, I think the longest book I've been reading is The Tommyknockers by Stephen King, which I started when I was 17, so it was about 14 years ago, and I'm halfway through the book. But I remember everything I've read so far, and I know exactly where I am. And I'm like that with a lot of books. I have so many books like that. And I never finish a book before I start a new one. I'll just start the new one. And my mood changes moment to moment. So I'll pick up a book and read a couple chapters and go, eh, I'm kind of in mood for something else. And I'll put it down and pick up a different book. So, yeah, I would really like to finish all of them. And there's just so many, it'll take me probably the rest of my life to do it, so that's a big one, yeah. Okay. Number seven, sell a work of art. I am an artist, but I do art for me, and it's just something that's wonderfully therapeutic. I love painting and photography and drawing, and one day I would like to get up the nerve to actually sell a piece, whether it be a painting or one of my photographies or one of my photographs or just one of my stupid little steampunk crafts that I work on, whatever it is. And yes, I love steampunk, and I tend to do really stupid steampunk crafty shit. That's kind of my craft issue. So I hopefully one day would just get the balls to go ahead and sell something. But who knows? So that's a big one. May never happen, but you never know. So. Number six, I would love to travel. If you've listened to my AMA, I really want to go to London. But I would really like to travel and visit the most haunted places in the world. And there are so many, like the list is endless of really haunted places. I'm like just a total nerd when it comes to paranormal stuff. So there's the big ones. There's like the Princess Theater in Australia, the Beechworth Lunatic Asylum, also in Australia, which, those are two really good ones. The Stanley Hotel in Colorado, the Myrtle's Plantation in Louisiana, Eastern State Penitentiary in Pennsylvania, Waverly Hill Sanatorium in Kentucky, the Queen Mary in California. God, I could go on. I mean, we have, like, the Island of Dolls in Mexico. Like, I'm not really, like, oh, I want to go to Mexico, but I've seen the Island of Dolls, and it's just the creepiest fucking place ever, and I really want to go there. I'd love to get into the Paris Catacombs, Edinburgh Castle, the Tower of London. I mean, there are so many haunted places, and I would really like to get to New Orleans, because there are actually more places than, there's the Myrtle's Plantation is a very well-known place in Louisiana, but there are a lot of places in New Orleans that are very haunted. So that's like a big one for me. I could just take the longest time and just travel around the world and just spend nights in haunted places. And I like I said, a total paranormal geek. I watch all the stupid paranormal shows, like ghost hunting shows. If there's anything that I love more than haunting and haunted places, it would be zombies. Which leads right into my number five, which is take part in a zombie run. If you don't know what a zombie run is, it is this, lots of places all over the world at this point, I believe, put together like 5Ks or whatever. And so you run, And it's sort of, I think it's a little like Capture the Flag. I think people have them like attached to them. You have like so many. Is that what it's called? The Capture the Flag, where you have like the things attached to you. I'm not exactly sure if I have that right. I don't think I do. I think it's more like the non-touch football, but it doesn't matter. But anyway, you do the run, and there are obstacles and things. But throughout the run, you have people who are there who are like the zombies. They're full makeup to look like zombies, and they're just spread out throughout the entire run. And their attempt is to take you out and basically turn you into a zombie. So you get to the end, and like if you're not a zombie, it's like yay. But if you are a zombie, you were zombified, and it's just it's really cool. And I'm not a runner, but I have a goal to be a runner in like 4 years from now, 5 years from now. I'm not exactly sure. Basically, to be able to do the zombie run because we do have them here where I'm from, and they're awesome. It's such a great idea. If you like seriously look it up, Google zombie runs, and it's awesome. So okay, going off on zombie paranormal tangent. Okay, number four, learn some languages. Specifically, like I would love to learn French and German. I've always wanted to learn French. I think it's a beautiful language. German, I really would like to learn. My brother knows a bit of German. My mom is has German in her. My brother is actually half German, basically. And I think it's a beautiful language. And I would really like to learn Spanish. I would really like to learn Russian because where I live, we have a big Russian community, and I think it's a beautiful language, and I would just really love that. But the initial goal is French, and then just go on from there, because currently the only language I can speak is English, or American. To those who are going to go, you don't speak English, you're not speaking the Queen's English, so American. And that's pretty much it. I don't know anything else. So yeah. Number three, go to a music festival. I know that sounds odd, because it's really simple to go to a music festival, but being somebody who has social anxiety disorder and who like suffers from severe panic attacks and things in crowds of people, it's sort of not something that I can currently do. But it's something that I really, really want to. And I don't have like a particular festival in mind, just a music festival, like one of those multiple day, so much different types of music and people, and just I've always wanted to do that, so that's yeah, I hopefully someday I will. So number two, walk on the beach. I have never been to a beach. And I think that beaches are some of the most beautiful places in the world, and the sand under your toes and the smell of the water, and just it seems amazing, and I just would love to go to a beach. I would love to walk for hours on a beach. I really, really, really want to stand there and let the water wash over my feet, and just, I don't know, I really, really want to walk on a beach. Probably more than anything. Yeah. But that is not my number one. My number one is find complete contentment. I have absolutely no idea how. But as a major goal in life, as a a big thing before I die, it would definitely be just to be completely content. And it's a hard one, but I really think it's something that can be done. So hopefully, because I would really love nothing more than to just wake up in the morning and have that complete sigh of contentment. So, yeah, I'd love that. And I have rattled on for 16 minutes at this point, so obviously you can all tell I'm tired. I haven't been to bed yet, so I'm going to go to bed now. I hope you all enjoyed this. Bye.